Okay, before we get to some of the regular features, I just wanted to, I'm not going to make a big deal out of this, but I did want to mention, a lot of people have asked me. Tomorrow is Saturday. Tomorrow is June 11th, and tomorrow will mark 1 year of me being sober. And I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. I don't talk about it very often, but I did want to acknowledge that and say that it can be done. Everybody has to do their thing, you know, deal with their addiction and their recovery in their own way. You know, I've been able to do it, kind of on my own, actually all on my own. I just wanted to thank everybody for the support and all that stuff. I'm not gonna make a big deal out of it. It ain't easy. That's all I'm saying. It is not easy at all. Considering, you know, the lifestyle that I led before last year. And, you know, the crowd that I used to hang out with, I don't see, you know, there are people that I have not seen in a year. Many, many, many people that I haven't seen in a year that I used to see every weekend. The theater, the world of storefront theater is something that I've tried to stay away from, because of the temptation that's involved in that. For those of you who have done storefront theater or been a part of storefront theater, at least in my experience, creating theater in on a storefront level and drinking go hand in hand. You know, you're building a set, you're drinking, you know, you're having some beers, you're rehearsing. After you finish rehearsing, you go to the bar. At least in my experience, this is maybe not true for everybody, but there is an enormous amount of liquor intake when you're working in theater. And so I've avoided that, and I've avoided a lot of the people that I used to hang out with. I just don't, and I know some people are able to just go to those places. I can't do it. I haven't set foot in a bar. I mean, with the exception of the Gale Street Inn restaurant, when the bar is there, I've been there. But any of the bars that I used to hang out at, I haven't set foot in over a year. So it's a big change. My social activity has completely altered to being almost non-existent, which is fine with me. If that's the way it's got to be, then that's the way it's got to be. I know I have an addictive personality. There's no question about it. So I'm just trying to avoid situations in which I would be tempted. And there have been times when I was tempted. To be quite honest with you, the night that my phone was left in a cab when I was on my way to see Mad Max, I almost fell then. And that was a few weeks ago. So it's still tough, man. But I just want to thank everybody. I've been getting a lot of support from people since I decided that I wasn't going to drink. And so I just don't go out. That's the thing. So, Dan, that's the best way to do it. Just don't go out.
It's a good way to cut off the problem.
Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that. I'm not going to get on a soapbox and everything, but I know some people, you know, knew that the anniversary was coming up. So it is tomorrow. It'll be 1 year. So there we go. All right, let's move on to something else. I just wanted to mention it because I've brought it up before, you know. So, and I know, you know, we still talk about drinking on the show. It's not quite the same kind of conversation that we used to have. We don't do drunks in the news anymore. We now do You Big Dummy. And if we do find stories where people do something stupid and they're drunk, we don't read them. Because, you know, a lot of the people that we were laughing at over the years while we were doing drunks in the news possibly could have had some serious problems and could have been sick and could have really, really been in trouble. So now we just do stories about people who are just dumb and have no excuse, you know. So anyway, I thank everybody for the support. And it's not been an easy year, and it won't be an easy, you know, every day is hard. I'm not going to make this up. Every day is hard, man. I used to drink at one point over a half a bottle of Jameson a day. Used to drink a half a bottle of Jameson a day. I haven't tasted whiskey in a year. As of tomorrow, I have not tasted whiskey in a year. Now, if a guy who drank over a half a bottle of Jameson a day cannot taste whiskey for a year, it can be done. So, anyway. You know how it helped? It's because I got these Johnny Carson pencils. That's what it is. Which I'm banging. I think I'm Johnny Carson now. Now I'm just like boom, bang, boom, banging the double eraser pencil around. That's what got me through it.
Are you going to start coming in with very extravagant suits?
Yes, exactly. Hey, how about this in the news? Did you read this in the news? Alexander Haig thinks he's in charge. All right.